He was enjoying her attention. Something inside him flowered and he started popping his body like he'd seen the black boys on telly do. The self-consciousness left him and he spun and shimmied and shook in all the telly ways. He was mid-cat sleep when he let out a sharp scream. It was high-pitched and womanly. The shriek he let loose when Leek leapt out of the dark at him. Shuggy stood with fingers outstretched, frozen in time. He hadn't seen them at first, and he would never know how long they'd been there. Across the street, in the window of their front room, stood the McAvenys. They pressed against the large glass window and they were gutting themselves with laughter. The window throbbed as they beat their hands against it with glee. Dirty Mouse did a little sexy, girlish pirouette, and Shuggy realised that was him. He looked at his mother. When had she noticed? She only looked up at him and took a drag on her fag. Without looking out the window, she spoke through clenched teeth. If I were you, I would keep dancing. I can't. The tears were coming. You know they only win if you let them. I can't. His arms and fingers were still outstretched and frozen, like a dead tree. Don't give them the satisfaction. Mammy, help! I can't. Yes, you can.